Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, officers, councillors. Welcome to the Planning Committee meeting of 27th of June 2023. I'll just start by way of introduction to the committee top table. I'll be the chairman, Councillor Arshad Afsar. Got the head of services, Tom Deary, to the left. Planning manager to the right. Oh, you've taken over, John. Right, sorry. Right. Planning manager to the right of me, Naomi Perry. Planning officer, Barbara Troy. To the left of me, we've got legal representative, John Teasdale. And Monica Henchcliffe, Democratic Services Officer. We'll just start with a reminder of some housekeeping rules. If everybody could switch their mobile phones onto silent, please. The fire alarm, we're not expecting a fire alarm, but should it sound, it will be a live call, so we'll just make our way out the left, back out onto the main car park to the front. Polite notice not to call out when individuals are speaking, as it prevents others from hearing the debate. I'll pass it over on the right for introduction from members of the Planning Committee. So if we can start with you, Councillor Sy.
Thank you, Chairman. Congratulations for your new role. My name is Syed Hussain. I am the Councillor for Anglesey Ward, for Staffordshire. Apologies, Chairman. My name, shall I introduce again? Councillor Syed Hussain.
Councillor Monica Halton.
Councillor Michael Slater.
Good afternoon, Councillor Alison Legg.
Councillor Chris Smedley.
Councillor Bev Ashcroft.
Councillor Colin Whittaker.
And Councillor Jackie Jones.
Thank you. Do we have any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chair. We've had apologies from Councillors Huckabee and Bullock.
Do we have any declarations of interest?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to declare my interest on 5.1, and during the debate I will leave the room, and also on the enforcement point, and I will declare in due course.
Councillor Legg, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to tell you that I come to this meeting with an open mind, having asked two questions previously to the meeting.
Thank you. Councillor Slater.
Thank you. I protest march about the brewery museum closure, so I shall not take part in that part of this meeting. I shall leave the room with Councillor Slater. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Hussain, can you just declare why your interest, please? Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. And about this issue and the previous as well, in a few months before, I was vehemently against the move of the museum, and I made my point clear in various political debate, even in the council chamber as well. So to keep my impartiality and open mind, I would like to leave the room, declaring the interest.
Yeah, thank you. Moving on to the next item is the appointment of vice chairman. Do we have a nominate?
I'd like to nominate Syed Hussain, Councillor Syed Hussain, as Vice Chair, please.
Do we have a seconder?
Yes, I'll second.
Do we have any other nominations? Thank you, that be carried, Syed Hussain. Can we have a vote on that, please, for Saeed Hussain as the Vice Chair? Show of hands.
Is this in favour or is it all?
Yeah, in favour, please. Thank you. Would members accept the minutes from the last meeting held on 27th of June? It's 27th of April. Sorry, we've got it as June here. Can we have a proposed second? Thank you. All those in favour? All those against? Sorry. In favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Any urgent business to be brought to the attention of the committee?
There are no urgent business, Chairman.
Thank you. So we're here now. Applications for the planning permission. To consider the planning permission application P/2022/01334. Would the officer please give a brief outline of the application? Can the members with an interest please leave the meeting? Thank you. Or sit at the back.
Good afternoon. So this is planning application P/2022/01334 for the National Brewery Centre, Horninglow Street, Burton-on-Trent. The proposal is for conversion of museum and archive facility to form new head office quarters, including external works, partial demolition, internal reordering, and a two-storey extension with double-height atrium on the northeast elevation. Please note that the museum closed at the end of October 2022, and this application was submitted on the 6th of December 2022. This is a plan to identify the site, which sits in the northeastern corner of the main brewery site. The site does sit within the pink area, which identifies the Horninglow Street Conservation Area, and the shaded green buildings are the listed buildings within the immediate vicinity. The site sits in an area of mix of residential and commercial uses. At the traffic light junction of Guild Street and Horninglow Street. The listed buildings in the immediate vicinity, the former Law Courts building here identified diagonally opposite the site, and this building here is the three-storey joinery workshop building that forms part of the brewery site, but sits, as you notice, outside of the application site, which is identified in black. The building here is Charrington House, which is modern flats, and here is the Middleway retail park. This is the existing site plan and identifies building D, which is identified in the report as the building to be demolished. That is an addition, an extension to the main building that was that due to be demolished. The existing site access here off Horninglow Street and down here off Guild Street, which is one of the main commercial access points into the brewery, would be utilised. So, as I mentioned, demolition of Building D, and in place of that, it is proposed a two-storey brick extension set away from the main building with a glazed double-height atrium to join the extension to the main building. This is the proposed layout. Identified here, outside of the application site, is the Grade 2 listed joinery workshop. The extensions here, this is the brick extension, and then the glazed atrium, which would extend to the side of the brick-built extension to provide a new glazed entrance to the building. The proposals also include a new pedestrian access to the side of the vehicle access off Horninglow Street to provide pedestrian access to the main entrance to the building. The rear car park area, as existing, was the car park for the museum. The rear car park would provide 117 spaces, and the frontage car parking would be for visitors, providing 15 spaces. Both areas would provide disabled parking, electric vehicle charging, there's cycle storage facilities here, and motorcycle spaces as well. There's an existing controlled access barrier situated here around the end of the building. That is to remain and securely managed with no unauthorised access. There's to be new planting within the car park area. You'll see from photographs which will follow that the car park area only has some landscaping on its northern boundary, has nothing here within the main car park area. The additional planting will include shrubs as well as new trees. Moving on to the elevations, this is the new two-storey brick-built pitched roof extension with the glazed section extending to the side of it. There's also new windows proposed in this element of the building, Building B, and at the end of Building A to provide additional natural light into the existing building. Similarly, the glazed atrium that will sit between the extension and the main building will allow natural light into the original building. On the rear elevation, there are some minor changes to windows along the rear, ground floor, and you'll note there are solar panels on the rear elevation of the pitched roof of the extension. The proposals do include the removal of three trees from the site. There are 44 trees in total, three to be removed. This one here has been identified as unclassified and required to be removed for arboricultural reasons. The other two are to allow for this one for the extension and this one for the extension and for the provision of the pedestrian route into the site. The proposals do include landscaping and a condition to provide landscaping details, and trees will be included in that. The site sits within the National Forest area. There is a typo in the report. The contribution to the National Forest, requested by the National Forest, should read £8,050, not £8,500. This is calculated based on the National Forest Guide for Developers and Planners, which is referred to in Policy SP26 of the local plan. Their guide is based on 35,000 per hectare, so depending on the site area, a calculation is made as to the contribution. So in this case, the contribution is £8,050. Moving on to some photographs of the site. This is the existing front elevation, showing very few windows along the frontage to Horninglow Street. This is, the bottom photograph is Building D, which is the extension that provided the former function room at the site, that has a poor visual appearance within the Horninglow Street scene, both in terms of its design and in terms of the materials that were used for its construction. So it provides no benefit to the existing building. The frontage landscaping, there is landscaping and mature trees either side of the existing vehicle access into the site. All of this is to remain, bar the three trees identified on the previous screen. Access points. This is the existing commercial vehicle access into the main brewery site off Guild Street. The access into the car park and the site itself is immediately to the right in this top photograph. Bottom photograph showing the existing vehicle access from Horninglow Street and the frontage landscaping. This is the gated access into the car park to the rear from the main access off Guild Street and rear elevation of the building. So members sought some confirmation this morning during the site visit of the union system which sits adjacent to the car park area to the rear of the site. The applicant has confirmed that this will be remaining on site. It was mentioned that there was a plaque on the system this morning that referred to East Staffs Borough Council. In 1992, East Staffs Council provided a grant towards refurbishment works of the installation in partnership with Marston's, but the system is due to remain on site. Just a quick photograph to identify the joinery workshop, the Grade 2 listed building that sits to the rear but outside of the application site, and the Law Courts listed building that sits on the opposite side of Horninglow Street. So that's the proposals and some photographs of the site. Moving on to the committee report. Consultations. Staffordshire County Council Highways have raised no objections subject to conditions. The Flood Authority, no objections following additional information submitted and a condition to ensure that the development is implemented in accordance with the submitted documents. The Environment Agency, no objections subject to a condition to ensure implementation in accordance with the submitted FRA. Environmental health, no objections, subject to condition in case of unexpected contamination. Severn Trent Water, no objections. National Forest, financial contribution of the amended sum of £1,050 payable towards off-site planting. Historic England have assessed the building and decided not to list the building. Staffordshire Police, no objections, design and security advice provided. Conservation Officer, no objections, subject to the amended scheme, no adverse impact on the building, conservation area or the setting of nearby listed buildings. Moving on to publicity and representations. Burton Parish Council have made no representations on the proposals. Ward members, former Councillor H. Hall made comments that the siting of the large car park will add to congestion at the busy junction. Neighbours, 5 objections have been received, summarised as the loss of the Brewery Museum, adverse impact on the conservation area and listed buildings, increased traffic at a busy junction, air pollution from more vehicles, numbers of staff and vehicles at the site, and a review of the listing decision with DCMS. Policies, the National Planning Policy Framework, East Staff's Local Plan, East Staff's Design Guide and the Parking SPD. Moving on to the main body of the report. Principle of the development. The principle of office use of the site is considered appropriate given the sustainable location in Burton Town Centre and bringing the offices onto the main brewery site. The loss of the Brewery Museum, but all artefacts and archives to remain on site until a permanent home is found. These are currently housed in the three-storey listed joinery workshop. A temporary home for the archives will be available to the public in late summer in a retail unit in Station Street, with planning consent having been granted for that for a 3-year period. Moving on to design and impact on the character and area of the area and historic environment. The loss of Building D, the extension on the frontage, the new extension and glazed link are considered to improve the appearance of the building with no adverse impacts on the conservation area or nearby listed buildings. The contemporary glazed link will retain the context of the existing building whilst allowing natural light into the existing space. The new windows to the existing building frontage and rear will not detract from the appearance of the historic value of the building. The application to Historic England to list the building was denied, and East Staffsborough Council nor the applicant have received any notification from DCMS of a review of the decision. I would refer you to the update sheet circulated yesterday to members. The Historic England decision on the listing application advises of a 28-day window to request a review of the decision with the DCMS, that's the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. The decision was issued on the 9th of March 2023, so the 28-day period took you to the 6th of April 2023. No notification from DCMS regarding a review has been received by the Borough Council or by the applicants. Moving on to amenity, no adverse impact on surrounding residential occupiers. Highway matters. The development raises no adverse highway safety issues. The existing vehicle access points will be utilised and the level of parking is considered appropriate for the use given the flexible and hybrid working models, where not all staff will be on site at the same time as at their existing offices in High Street. Sustainability. PV panels, insulation, new electrics and secondary glazing will be provided to improve the thermal efficiency of the building, as well as electric vehicle charging and secure cycle storage. Moving on to flood risk and drainage, the site sits within flood zone 3, but the Environment Agency are satisfied providing the development is implemented in accordance with this submitted FRA. Moving on to biodiversity, the proposals would result in the loss of 3 trees, but replacement planting and new landscape into the car park area would improve the natural environment of the site as a whole. The site is within the National Forest, as previously explained, but woodland planting is not suitable at this site, so a financial contribution of £8,050 towards off-site planting is recommended by the National Forest. There would be no adverse impact on protected species given the extent of existing hard standing at the site, but the new planting will improve the natural environment. Condition 14, recommended on the report, refers to ecological enhancement measures. These included in the ecological report. These include wildlife-friendly lighting, tree protection, bird and bat boxes, plant species choice to improve wildlife and improve habitat. So coming to a conclusion, the proposals comply with the local plan, the design SPD, the parking standards SPD and the national planning policy framework. Engagement, the local authority has worked proactively with the developers throughout the course of the application. So the recommendation is to approve with conditions and the securing of a National Forest sum of £8,050 via a direct payment of monies to the council or on or before planning permission is issued or through a legal agreement as per the report to committee. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move into the public speaking. Each public speaker will be allowed 3 minutes from the time they start speaking. And we'll start with the objector, Jack Burrows, please, if you'd like to come to the front. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. You can start now.
Yeah. So I'm Jack Burrows. I was a former volunteer at the National Brewery Centre, so I know the site very well. I've looked through all of the paperwork with the planning application. Obviously, I've got a lot of emotional objections to it, but I will put those aside. But unfortunately, remaining is 2 main points for me. The first one has to be the impact on the roads surrounding. As everybody in East Staffordshire will know, that this junction, Horninglow Street and Guild Street, is a huge bottleneck in our town and causes a lot of traffic, misery, etc. And having this headquarters based directly on this corner will add to that traffic. There is a comparison made to the museum which states that it will add an additional 10 cars in the morning peak and 4 cars in the evening peak. Unfortunately, I just don't feel that these numbers are a true representation. The museum didn't even open till 10 a.m. and had most of its visitors on the weekends when the town is obviously a lot quieter. However, having this headquarters here, I've been outside Carling Park. I stood there for at least 3 hours and I counted the cars going in. There weren't any cyclists. There was a few people carpooling, but even still, there was over 127 cars during half term with hybrid working. This was after the pandemic. And there was during non-half term time. Both days were Thursdays, just for the record, over 150 cars. And a lot of these were based on coming in at 8 a.m, there was a huge rush, and leaving again at 4 p.m. So there was a huge increase in traffic when compared to the museum. That's really my consideration for the traffic. The second point I have is to do with the heritage side. I know that most of this will be off opinion, but for me, I know the building isn't quite original. It has had a lot of changes made to it. However, having the two-storey glass atrium and a new glazed extension building is going to have a massive impact on the aesthetics of the building. There's a lot of features in the drawings that show these changes. There's the removal of wooden loading doors, for example, as one, which has been replaced with glass windows. And there's also a number of cast iron decorative pieces, which are again going to be obscured from view, which normally you can see from the street. That's everything I've got to say. Thank you, everyone.
Yep, thank you, Jack. I will now invite the second speaker, the applicant. I've got here Fraser Thompson, Mr. Fraser Thompson, to come forward and speak for 3 minutes again, please. Thank you. Start when you're ready. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak here today. As the largest employer in Burton, our priority throughout the process has been to keep our head office team based in Burton Town Centre, close to the brewery, and contributing to the local economy, as our industry has always done, while also protecting Burton's brewing heritage. Since agreeing to sell our current headquarters to the council to support the regeneration of the town centre, our focus has been on creating a high-quality head office facility within the town centre, providing continued support to local services and amenities. We also see the greater connectivity this location will allow between our brewery and head office teams. This is a significant positive for us. Our architects and planning consultants have worked closely with the planning and conservation department, including consultations with Historic England, to ensure the heritage of the building is protected. We have also incorporated inclusive access to all areas of the development through the provision of lifting devices and internal pedestrian walkways. We are committed to sensitively reinvigorating and refurbishing existing heritage assets within the development proposals, undertaking building improvement works and associated repairs to period buildings to ensure their long-term retention and continued existence for future generations of Burtonians to enjoy. The sensitive redevelopment works will allow us to provide a modern workplace ideally suited to our ways of working and be a corporate headquarters for our total Western European division that we, and we hope local residents, can be proud of. The high quality redevelopment will provide modern offices, office facilities including training, conference, welfare and breakout facilities. We believe that a contemporary office space in the town centre will assist with the retention and the employment of a highly skilled workforce, securing jobs for the town now and for generations to come. No technical issues have been identified as part of the planning proposals. Highways, flood risk, ecology, ground investigation and drainage design information has all been submitted previously in support of the application. We have also worked with Staffordshire County Council Highways, who have no objections to the proposal, to ensure the scheme does not create additional pressure on the local highway network. I'd like to stress that we are committed to protecting and preserving our industry's important heritage. We continue to work closely with the National Brewery Heritage Trust, volunteers and the council to care for and safely store the important brewery heritage collection. We are also providing funding to support the maintenance and careful management of the collection, including the appointment of a collections officer who started work earlier this year. We also continue to proactively engage with the council and other local stakeholders on the plans for a new brewery museum and heritage centre. Thank you for allowing me to share this statement with you in support of our application, and a wider team is available for any points of clarification.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to open the floor up now to members of the committee for debate. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Whittaker.
Thank you, Chair. Looking at this, I've got to congratulate actually the objector to this application, because it's very emotive for a lot of people who work there and seen all this happen, and he's prepared to put that to one side, which I congratulate you on doing that. It's very difficult to divide the two. We probably know there is going to be problems there, but obviously Highways have sort of seen there's no mediation they can do, and they don't think there's any need for any mediation on that Highways as a Highways issue. So we haven't got a valid reason on that side. I think the plans have retained most of the features. I think it's the place fit for purpose, which obviously it wasn't in the past. Some things are probably lose a little bit with the heritage, but if some of the key sites are kept and the right materials are used, I think it should be a good addition to the Burton scene. One of my fears is the Union Line, because it was funded by the council through grant funding, and we've got assurances that the Union Line is going to be there for time being. Well, I think we've lost a lot of the heritage in Burton, and I would like to see some further assurance given on that Union Line that is going to be there for the next generation or whatever to remember the brewing part of it. But I do think there's a lot of work done around conservation. I ticked a lot of boxes, and I agree with a lot of that. And on the basis of that, I'll be in favour of the scheme moving forward, providing we can get assurances on the Union Line, which I would like to see some assurances for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jackie Jones, please.
Thank you, Chair. I really welcome the company retaining their headquarters in Burton. I think that's really, really important, and I'm really grateful they've done that. And also looking at protecting our heritage is absolutely admirable. Really pleased about that as well. And I think, you know, it looks like we're going to have what I think is going to be an attractive building along that area. So, you know, I'm supportive of that. My real concern is from all the notes I've made through all the speeches is actually very adequately reported by the very first speaker. It's the traffic management on that site. We already know that in Burton we have a huge problem with our traffic coming into, going out of Burton at a time, at the particular times of day when it's going to be the busiest at this junction here. I wonder if we've made any consideration for traffic management during the construction process, because I think that's going to also exaggerate the issues that we have. And I just wonder if we couldn't have a look at maybe only having... I'm surprised Highways England have not Highways Staffordshire County Council have not made any comments or objections to any of this at all, because I would have thought that turning right into that building from both sides is going to just cause more chaos for commuters at particular times of the day. And I think maybe we could have looked at just having access from one of the main access from the car park, Guild Street one. That could have worked, and we could have used the barrier to control for visitors going around to the front, because they could have gone through there, and to have both of those streets. You know, I know somebody said we only get car parking for 15 visitors, but you know, at the wrong time of day we get enough chaos in Burton streets as it is. So I was wondering if you could give any consideration to that. So the two points are the construction, the traffic during construction, which I think could be an issue, and maybe only having one access there, despite the fact that the Highways have not actually made any objection or comment at all. Thank you.
Just in response to those two final comments, so traffic during construction, currently there isn't a suggested condition regarding a construction management plan. If you think that as a committee you would like to add that could be added as a condition. In terms of the access points, both being utilised, there are two existing access points, and County Highways had no objections at all to the transport assessment that was submitted. Didn't believe that it required any further restrictions in terms of right-hand turns or anything like that. Obviously, the Guild Street access is a very established access that's used by commercial vehicles into the site, etc., and was previously used for the museum car park, but not only for the museum but for what was a pub and a restaurant, and equally a function room. So when functions were on, there was large numbers of vehicles coming and going from that site.
May I just make one further comment then? All those times you've quoted are not the really busy times for traffic, for people coming to work. You know, going to functions and the like is probably the weekend or the evening or whatever. That's not the really busy time when we're going to have most people coming to go there who are going to be working in that building at the end of the day. And I think historically, it's always been the access historically, but it's actually going to be quite a different environment now. It's not going to be just a museum. It's not going to be, you know, it's going to be not the things that you actually mentioned, which personally I think have different timings and different volumes. And I'm not sure how much that's been considered. But thank you.
That did all form part of the transport assessment, so County Highways have assessed that and have considered that it is acceptable. We need to be guided by Highways.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Legg, please.
Thank you, Chair. Barbara, did they have any answers to the questions I asked you while we were out on the site physically?
In terms of the National Forest contribution,
yeah,
and the National Forest planting, where it was likely to be, I've sought advice about the National Forest. Our policy SP26 clearly identifies that there can be a financial contribution in place of on-site planting, and that is based on the National Forest, and I'm trying to remember the name of the document now, National Forest Guide for Developers and Planners, and it specifically says that in SP26. Looking at that online, it is a policy that they use for calculating contributions right across the National Forest, so not only staffs but all the authorities where it is based. And that identifies a contribution of £35,000 per hectare, and then it is calculated down from that depending on the size of the site. I did contact National Forest and they confirmed the contribution, and they had no reasoning to increase that sum. And in policy terms, that contribution complies with SP26 and with the National Forest policy.
Okay, I'll accept that. I still think it's very poor, but I'd like to condition that amount is used to replant. I've just got to find the address now I'm looking for.
They did identify they didn't identify.
I found it. 137 High Street, Burton-on-Trent, DE141JZ. I'd like it to go to, please.
Okay. I did ask the National Forest whether they had any identified sites at the moment. They said that they didn't have any, and their normal procedure was to retain the money until there was a site where several lots of money could be used, and then they would then identify a site where it was going to be planted. If you are
asking that the money be spent at a specific site or within Burton Town Centre. I believe we could only do that as an informative and advise National Forest that has been requested, but our policy clearly says that they are the ones who will identify the sites for planting. So I'm not sure that we can do that by condition. I think it would have to be an informative and ask them to consider that.
Fine, I'll do it as an informative then, please.
Thank you, Councillor Legg. Would you like to formally raise that as a motion?
Yes, please.
Do we have a seconder for that? Yeah, can we have a show of hands on that, please? Do we have any other questions from members?
I've not finished. I asked more than one question.
Apologies, Councillor.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Smoking policy, please. Next one.
Smoking is managed within the site, and they are proposing a smoking shelter adjacent to the cycle storage, which Naomi will point out. So they're proposing a smoking shelter there. There isn't any details of that at this time, though, so a condition may need to be added to provide details of the smoking shelter.
Could I ask that we condition that, please, so they get one? Thank you.
Is that a formal motion, Councillor Legg, for the smoking shelter?
Yes, please.
Do we have a seconder? Thank you. Can we see a show of hands for all those in favour?
All those against?
Any abstentions? Thank you. Any further questions?
Sorry, can I just ask, are you happy that we put together some wording for that condition that says that the details need to be submitted and that the smoking shelter be in place prior to the first occupation of the building?
Yes, please. I'd be happy for you to do the wording. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Alison. Carry on.
Thank you. My next question was regarding maintenance to the trees. I asked about extending it, please, from 5 years to 10, because I thought if we were planting trees, 5 years wasn't merely enough to get them established. Thank you.
The applicant has agreed to that.
Thank you. Sorry, can I ask again regarding boundary treatments, please? Will the railings be staying that we saw this morning? Thank you.
As far as I'm aware, the railings will be remaining as they are at the moment.
Next question regarding the man who spoke regarding the cast iron air bricks, I think they were. Can we ask that they're retained somewhere in the building, as they were a prominent feature on the wall that had no windows?
I believe they will be retained in situ because the glass atrium will be going on the side of that building.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you, Councillor Ashcroft. Can we...
Yeah, if Barbara can just confirm that the amount of solar panels is at the maximum, no more can be fitted on that south side at all.
As far as I'm aware, that is the maximum number that could be on that elevation, and anywhere else they would be more visible, so that's the only real position appropriate.
Thank you, Councillor Legg.
Sorry, I have got one more question regarding the landscaping. Can we make sure that when we are planting trees, we do get trees and not scrawny whips, and can we have native species, please?
There is part of the ecological enhancement recommendations are that certain species. So I would take, once those details are submitted, I would take advice from the county ecologist as to whether they're the appropriate ones to comply with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jackie Jones, please.
Thank you, Chair. I got the impression you were getting quite near to the end of the stuff, and I do want to condition something of a traffic management plan or some traffic management control, if we can do that, so that we don't aggravate the current situation that we already have with traffic getting into Burton in the morning and out of Burton in the evening. I don't know what you would consider to be reasonable if we did something that prohibited the traffic coming in between, I don't know, 8 and 9.30 and leaving between 4.30 and 6, something like that. I don't know what you consider would be reasonable, but I think we need to try and do something that doesn't exaggerate the problems we already have on that part of Burton as a condition.
I think we would need to take advice from County Highways before we were able to come up with some specific wording for that as to what would be reasonable in terms of time frame. In terms of the construction management, then a condition could be added that a construction management plan be provided to ensure that all happens in an appropriate manner and that highways are happy with the construction traffic side of it.
Trying to bite my tongue. So we here locally don't have any real control over that. It's controlled by the highways. Is that right? I'm sorry.
Well, highways haven't asked for any form of traffic management control. No. Yeah. Okay. What I'm saying is that yes, we can put a condition on, but the content of that condition, I think we would need to take some advice on. Would you agree? In terms of hours, unless you want to make specification now in terms of the hours, but equally that hasn't been put before the applicant and their agent for them to agree to any of those restrictions.
Okay, then maybe we can take the suggested times that I gave you for that but the basic thing I'm trying to do is make sure we mitigate the impact that the construction traffic is going to have on the current traffic issues that we have in Burton that everybody knows about, except maybe not Staffordshire Highways.
Sorry, I think I misunderstood you. I thought you meant a general traffic management plan.
I was talking about construction.
Not just construction.
No, I was talking about construction.
Sorry, yeah. I misunderstood you there.
No, I'm sure general traffic management, it's not possible for us to actually restrict the access from 8 till 9.30.
That's what I was trying to say. Sorry.
I understand
yeah.
that's not reasonable.
Okay.
And nobody would think that was reasonable for some office environment. But just for the construction is initially the problem, yeah.
Yeah, that is absolutely fine. And the hours that you suggested were 8 till 9.30
and maybe 4.30 till 6. Perhaps you could ask the committee if they think that's reasonable.
So you're suggesting no construction traffic between those hours?
Yeah.
So can we consider that as a formal motion?
Absolutely.
Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you. All those in favour?
Any objections?
Any abstentions? Thank you.
It would be condition 12 to amend that from 5 years to 10 years.
Councillor Legge, would you propose a formal motion for the tree maintenance to be extended to 10 years from 5?
Thank you. I'd be happy to propose that we move the tree maintenance from 5 years to 10 years. Thank you. And I'm happy for the planners to word that accordingly. Thank you.
Do we have a seconder for that? All those in favour? Anyone against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Do we have any more questions before we move to that? Councillor Holton.
Yes, in line with what members of the committee have already raised, our concerns, I know we're talking about or put forward a motion for construction management plan. I'd like to raise the issue of residents and the residents within that area with plans to further develop residential dwellings on that side on Horning Grove Road, so as well as the traffic. And the issues with there is the issue with residents walking into town past the building and obstructions to them of getting across the road, which is already a problem and an issue, a dangerous issue on that side of Horning Grove Road. So just want to go on record as saying to consider any obstructions and further risk to residents with traffic being increased as a result of plans going ahead.
I mean, the report does indicate that we consider there's no adverse impact on residential amenity from the proposed use, but note your concerns about residents walking into town.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Legge, thank you.
Thank you. Earlier in your presentation, Barbara, you spoke of access or walkway. Will this be identified, or is it expected that they just walk across the car park? Thank you.
There is going to be a new dedicated pedestrian access from Horning Grove Street to the right-hand side as you look at the frontage of the existing access, something that they haven't got at the moment. So it's to encourage pedestrians coming in that way, and it would lead to the main new front entrance. They're also proposing with the new layout of the car park area that there is a pedestrian route through the car park as well.
Can I just add something else to that? Could we please, where the car park is and where the visitors' entrance is, we have blind cobbles so people know. I noticed there weren't any when we went past on the bus. Can we have them at both entrances, please?
We may be best to then amend condition 3, details and materials, to ask for those details to be provided as part of condition 3.
Thank you. I'd like you to amend condition 3 to include the knobbly pavement bits. Thank you.
although condition three does actually state until samples and details of all materials be used externally. So I think perhaps that we just make a note to ensure that the applicant provides those details. I think it's already covered under that.
Can I come back with that, please? Is there any chance that everything that's being used, I mean, it looks good, but I would like to see, or if you could circulate, pictures of window frame colour, bricks and things like that, please.
They've been specifically worded by the conservation officer for those details to be provided, so that the conservation officer will look at those and okay them before any of them are used.
Can I ask that they be circulated to the committee, please?
Do you mean for information, or do you mean to comment on?
Well, it'd be nice if we could comment on it, but if not, just a picture would be good.
It's not something I've ever come across before as a request, but it is something that we could circulate to members. But we would obviously be consulting with the conservation officer for them to agree any materials before we approved anything.
That's fine, but I just thought it would be nice to see some. Thank you.
I'll just say we do put discharge and condition applications online, so when it is submitted, it will be available for everyone to look at.
Righto, thank you.
Do we have any further questions? Thank you, Councillor Whittaker.
Yeah, just on what I was talking about, the union line, if it's possible to get some assurances from the applicant on its maintenance and future use, please.
Thank you. If I can just invite the applicant back to the front table just to answer that question for us, please. Or the agent.
Yep, we also enjoy looking at and want to retain the union. I think we just need to agree what kind of wording goes into the application.
Perhaps there's a condition added that details of future maintenance of the union system be submitted for approval. I don't know how else to...
Just trying to safeguard it's... Perpetuity, really, you know. So, I mean, if they put some sort of length on it, all sort of, for as long as the scheme's in yep. operation now, as long as that's your office, that will remain. That would be fine, or yep. something along those lines.
Pretty sure we support that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can write a condition which they obviously they've agreed to, so...
Sorry, would you like to propose that as a formal motion?
Yeah, I'll propose that it's there's a formal...
condition be put in.
Condition to say that it's kept as it is in its present state and maintained for as long as, you know, we as a council and everybody else feels fit.
Can I have a seconder for that, please? Can I show of hands in support? Anyone against? Any abstentions? Thank you.
Has been lying this time.
Councillor Legg.
Thank you. Now, I do apologise for this, but seeing as we're talking about the union line, what about the copper thing that was on the other corner? Can that have the same sort of condition put on it? So that's kept. Please.
Copper vessels.
I don't know what it was.
I would suggest that that is included in the same condition for the retention and future maintenance of both items, if that's acceptable. The copper vessel.
Yeah, we'll allow that. Thank you.
Sorry, just to say that would be perfectly acceptable. Just in terms of the positioning of the copper vessel, would it be a, we've obviously got landscaping treatments that we'd need to just check that the, you know, that the site fitted, so it retained but not necessarily retained exactly the same spot. Would that be suitable?
Suitable.
To be retained on site, I think, is what we would include in the condition.
Any further comments? Can I invite Councillor-elect to formally motion that?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, please could we extend the same protection to the copper vessel, please?
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? All those in favour? Anyone against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Do we have any more comments? Sorry, Councillor Whittaker, did you want to comment?
I propose to go to the vote for the conditions and the instructions as we've set.
So, what we've just listened to, the application, subject to formal motions and conditions that have been discussed, can have a proposer for the application?
Yeah, I'll propose that as the officer's recommendation with those conditions attached.
Can I have a seconder, please? Okay. Councillor, can I have all those in favour? Anyone against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Agenda item, request members to consider the appeals received and determined. Thank you. Noted. Can I have an agenda item, request members to consider the planning permission circulated with the agenda? Noted. Thank you. Can I now request we move to the private part of the meeting and request the press and public to leave the room?
Yeah,
thank you.
Please move that out, Chair. This section here, star next to it.
Sorry. Sorry, I've got a section just to read before you leave.
Oh,
carry on. Okay. That in accordance with Section 100A, Section 4 of the
Excuse
Local
Chair,
Government Act...
Can we bring the other two back in at this point? Are they coming in now, are they?
Thank you. That in accordance with Section 100A 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely in the view of nature of businesses to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number of the agenda. Do we have any questions on the enforcement schedule? No. Sorry.